Chapter 4. Who is Muhammad? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was and supposed to be a role model for all people. He was known for his honesty, truthfulness, courage, compassion, love, care, and mercy towards everyone. He is the last prophet chosen by God to preach his divine message and deliver his last words and guidance to all mankind. Muslims respect, cherish, and love Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, along with all the other prophets that came before him. Whenever a prophet name is mentioned, it is followed by phrases such as, "May God send peace and blessing upon him," or "Peace be upon him," as a sign of respect.
ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما.
Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but he is the messenger of Allah and the last end of the prophets. And Allah is ever all aware of everything. The Quran, chapter 33, verse 40. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was born in Makkah in 570 AD. He was an orphan raised by his uncle. His father died by the time of his birth, while his mother died when he was a child. He received his first divine verse of the Quran sent by God through the angel Gabriel, peace be upon him, at the age of 40. Throughout the 23 years of his prophethood, he suffered many hardships in order to fulfill his mission, which was to make people aware of the oneness of Allah and guide them to the right path.
لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط وأنزلنا الحديد فيه بأس شديد ومنافع للناس وليعلم الله من ينصره ورسله بالغيب إن الله قوي عزيز.
Indeed, we have sent our messengers with clear proofs and revealed with them the scripture and the balance, justice, that mankind may keep up justice. And we brought forth iron wherein is mighty power in matters of war, as well as many benefits for mankind, that Allah may test who it is that will help him, his religion, and his messengers in the unseen. Verily Allah is all strong, almighty. The Quran, chapter 57, verse 25. As with all the prophets before him, Muhammad was granted miracles by God as a proof of his prophecy and to testify to the truth of his message. Some of the miracles granted to him included 1. The Quran, the eternal miracle of Islam. Allah, through his words in the Quran, challenged mankind to replicate at least one chapter of the Quran and promised to preserve it until the end of civilization. The challenge was never met at that time, in spite of the linguistic abilities of the people then. It has not been matched, and it will never be matched. This is due to the Quran's fine composition, articulacy, eloquence, succinctness, and its perfect wording and meaning. Such a challenge is similar to all other miraculous challenges presented by other prophets sent by God, where then the prophets presented their given miracle and challenged their people to bring a comparable miracle. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, did present his miracle given to him by God. However, the difference in this case is that God in his miracle has challenged all of humanity to replicate the Quran. He not only challenged the people of his time, but also the people from this time and even the people that have yet to be until the end of civilization. Therefore, the miracle did not die with the death of Prophet Muhammad, unlike all the other miracles that ended with the death of their prophets. Rather, it will continue to be seen by all mankind until the end of civilization. And the same is true for the preservation of the Quran. For more than 1400 years, not a single word or letter from the Quran has been changed or altered.
وَإِن كُنتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَى عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
And if you, disbelievers, are in doubt concerning that which we have sent down, the Quran, to our slave Muhammad, then produce a chapter of the like thereof, and call your witnesses, supporters and helpers, besides Allah, if you are truthful. The Quran, chapter 2, verse 23.
إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ.
Verily it is we who have sent down the Quran, and surely we will guard it from corruption. The Quran, chapter 15, verse 9. 2. The splitting of the moon. The splitting of the moon was a major miracle for those who doubted the truthfulness of Muhammad's prophethood. Muslims believe in all the miracles granted by God to his prophets, such as the miracle of Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, splitting the sea.
اقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ وَإِن يَرَوْا آيَةً يُعْرِضُوا وَيَقُولُوا سِحْرٌ مُسْتَمِرٌّ وَكَذَّبُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَكُلُّ أَمْرٍ مُسْتَقِرٌّ.
The hour has drawn near, and the moon has been cleft asunder. The people of Makkah requested Prophet Muhammad to show them a miracle, so he showed them the splitting of the moon. And if they see a sign, they turn away and say, "This is continuous magic." They belied the verses of Allah, this Quran, and followed their own lusts. And every matter will be settled according to the kind of deeds. Good deeds will take their doers to paradise, and similarly, evil deeds will take their doers to hell. The Quran, chapter 54, verses 1 to 3. 3. Water flowing between Prophet Muhammad's fingers. It was narrated by Anas bin Malik, a companion of Prophet Muhammad. A bowl of water brought to the Prophet while he was at Az-Zawra. He placed his hand in it and the water started flowing among his fingers. All the people performed ablution with that water. Qatada asked Anas, "How many people were you?" Anas replied, 300, or nearly 300. Sahih al-Bukhari, Volume 4, Book 56, Number 772. How others perceive Prophet Muhammad. 1. Muhammad is the most successful of all prophets and religious personalities. Encyclopedia Britannica. 2. Muhammad was the soul of kindness, and his influence was felt and never forgotten by those around him. The Hindu scholar Diwan Chand Sharma, in The Prophets of the East, Calcutta, 1935, page 122. 3. 4 years after the death of Justinian, AD 569, was born at Makkah in Arabia the man who, of all men, exercised the greatest influence upon the human race, Muhammad. John William Draper, M.D., Doctor of Laws, in A History of the Intellectual Development of Europe, London, 1875. 4. I doubt whether any man whose external conditions changed so much ever changed himself less to meet them. R.V.C. Bodley, in The Messenger, London, 1946, page 9. 5. I have studied him, the wonderful man, and in my opinion, far from being an antichrist, he must be called the saviour of humanity. George Bernard Shaw, The Genuine Islam, Volume 1, page 8, 1936. 6. My choice of Muhammad to lead the list of the world's most influential persons may surprise some readers and may be questioned by others, but he was the only man in history who was supremely successful on both the secular and religious level. It is probable that the relative influence of Muhammad on Islam has been larger than the combined influence of Jesus, peace be upon him, Christ, and St. Paul on Christianity. It is this unparalleled combination of secular and religious influence which I feel entitles Muhammad to be considered the most influential single figure in human history. Michael Hart, in The 100, A Ranking of the Most Influential Persons in History, New York, 1978.